The murder trial of O.J. Simpson resumed today. Since last Monday, TV critic David Bianculli has been on the O.J. watch, covering every minute of the courtroom proceedings with seven TVs and VCRs going at the same time. After 1 week, here's what he has to say.
Don't complain to me about too much O.J. TV coverage. I've been watching every weekday and comparing the coverage of CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, CNN, Court TV, even the E! Entertainment Network. That's about 9 hours a day, 5 days a week, times seven TVs. If O.J. hours were like frequent flyer miles, I'd be halfway around the world by now. So what have I learned from all this? First of all, I've confirmed something I suspected from the start. This story isn't worth wall-to-wall coverage. ABC seems to have realized that already. It's covered the story less than any other network. And once witnesses begin to take the stand, I expect the broadcast networks will fall into either some sort of rotation system or settle for news breaks and occasional live break-ins. But when those networks aren't looking, that's when coverage of the Simpson trial seems to get more interesting, and sometimes even informative. The problem with CBS, NBC, and ABC is that they're so loaded up with reporters and guest experts, they'd rather listen to them most of the time than pay attention to what's happening in the courtroom. That's where Court TV comes into play and blows away all the competition. Whenever Judge Ito allows cameras and microphones to be turned on in the courtroom, Court TV is there. And that gives lots of insight into the law and into the tactics and personalities of the lawyers. My favorite Court TV moment so far came last Tuesday, during the last-minute arguments about what Johnny Cochran could include during his opening statements. To make a point, Cochran quoted from a movie, but Judge Ito probably made him wish he hadn't.
You know, there was a recent movie, Your Honor, where there's a line which I think is very appropriate in this case. I think it was A Few Good Men. We keep hearing about the truth. I don't think they can stand the truth. That's what Jack Nicholson said. You don't want to hear the truth. And that's, I think, it's very appropriate in this situation. That's exactly what's happening here. There's one other thing
Wasn't
I'd like to point out.
Wasn't he the bad guy? Wasn't he the bad guy?
Yeah, but bad guys say something worthwhile sometimes, Your Honor. But even bad guys tell the truth on occasion, Your Honor. Certainly we aren't the bad guys in this case, Your Honor. Your Honor, with regard to one other thing...
When Cochran slipped the names of a lot of surprise witnesses into his opening remarks last Wednesday, and the defense team claimed they had just found those witness statements that very morning, Court TV had the strongest and most informed opinions of all. A former judge, one expert among many, nailed the defense that night with a very persuasive observation.
I can't believe that the defense team doesn't have a computerized record of every piece of paper they have. If they don't, then
Something's
I don't understand
wrong.
What Simpson is paying them for. I mean, there has to be a computerized record of every piece of paper, log in, log out, and for them to say, we just didn't know that these statements weren't turned over, is just inconceivable.
Well, let's not forget.
Those are the moments that make watching all these days of O.J. worthwhile. And at least at this point, the trial coverage is over by primetime. So if I want to watch more TV, I can sit back, relax, and get my mind off the trial. Like tomorrow night, for example, I can watch that new Fox telemovie, The O.J. Simpson Story.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.